This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 909. It's time to get serious about IELTS.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
There are definitely IELTS speaking and writing questions about time. Having enough, running out, being late, controlling a schedule. You never know how this topic will pop up on the exam. Find out real IELTS questions today about time and hear a sample part two answer about business.
Aubrey, do you feel like you have enough time in the day to get everything done?
No, definitely not. With the kids I have and I'm trying to work as well, you never have enough time, right?
Never. What about you? No, never. There's always guys at the end of the day, because I write down everything I have to do for every day, right? For every part of my life. Because Aubrey, you can attest to this, and I'm sure listeners, you have felt this as well. We play so many roles, right? Like we're a parent, we're a partner, we're an employee, we're a person. Yeah, and if you're not taking care of every role 110%, then you're you feel like a bad person in some respect. So I find that just writing everything down, just so I could see what I've done and what I have to do, it really takes away that sort of guilt and that anxiety. But I never have enough time to do everything. I'm always crossing stuff off and moving it to the next day every night.
Yeah, exactly. You're ooh, I still have a lot on my to-do list. We'll just move that to tomorrow.
As long as it gets done, right? That's all that matters.
Well, that's why prioritizing is so vital.
Yeah.
Because as long as you're doing the most important tasks first,
right,
it will all get done eventually. Some things can be moved to the next day, right? This is one thing that came up as we were creating this business course we recently created. A lot of the native professionals that we interviewed talked about prioritizing tasks, chunking time in your day to make sure that you are moving the needle, right? Moving things along, getting things done. You guys, if you have, maybe you've heard about it before, but you haven't jumped yet, you need to check out our course, allearsenglish.com/business. It's an amazing course with so much good information for anyone who's working in English.
Yeah, totally. Guys, we are going to talk about when to talk about time on IELTS, because it definitely comes up a lot in speaking and writing. But just another note about that business course, guys, there's a whole lesson about time management, because the reason we created this was to give professionals the skills they need in the new economy, in today's world, not just some dry, boring course where it's some dude in a sports jacket is this is a vocabulary to describe technology. It's not from the 90s. This is today. There's a whole lesson on time management, right? And that's, we're saying, everybody needs these skills. Everybody needs these systems today. So definitely check that out, guys. allearsenglish.com/business. Okay, so let's get into IELTS. I believe we had a student ask about time. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. This was a comment left on one of our YouTube video channels. YouTube channel videos.
Guys, let me just pause for a second, because let me tell you where Aubrey and I are at right now. Talk about busy. We have been working so hard on this business course, you guys, and we are so completely proud of it. But I'm just saying, we've been really busy, so that's why maybe we'll be a little loosey-goosey, a little goofy in today's show.
You guys should see the task list Jessica has. I've been able to see it. It's a mile long. And you're pushing things the next day, but you're getting a ton done every day too. Both you and Lindsay, I've been amazed at how much you can accomplish in a day. It's fascinating. Maybe if I didn't have four kids, I could do that much, but I don't know if I could.
Yeah, no, you could. Believe it. Your four kids take up all all the time. Don't worry about
all
it.
All the time.
Okay, so time. Yes, this student actually had a question about a speaking part two question, which I have seen on the test before, guys. Describe a time when you didn't have enough time. That's funny that it repeats that word. So that question could completely come up, you guys. So we'll get to a sample answer for that speaking part two question at the end of today's episode. But let's give our listeners some more sample IELTS questions of where else they might be asked to talk about this.
Yeah, because time comes up all the time on IELTS. That's a bad pun. But yeah, part one, you might get the question, what would you do if you had more time?
Totally.
Or what is your favorite time of day?
Oh my God, I love that question. Aubrey, what is your favorite time of the day?
Late at night when my kids are asleep.
Me too.
It's probably for every parent.
My favorite time of the day is when I go to bed and I get to read until I fall asleep. Because before that, it doesn't matter who's awake or what's going on. There's stuff to do. There's always stuff to do if you're not in bed.
You're getting pulled away. You're getting distracted. So to have that uninterrupted time is so nice. For those of you who don't have kids yet, enjoy it now.
Oh, revel. Revel in your time. Okay. Speaking part two, as we said, describe a time when you didn't have enough time, or maybe describe a time you were late or early for something, right? And guys, if your part two card starts with these words, describe a time when, that is the easiest to tell a story about, right? Mm-hmm. Before, middle, and after, right? Just tell the whole story. Hello, listeners. Jessica here. If you need English to further your professional goals, check out our new course, Business English for the Global Professional. Based on our survey with over 100 native professionals. Check it out, guys. allearsenglish.com/business. I like the second example, though. What's another possible part two card?
Describe a person you know who makes good use of their time.
Awesome.
And this, I mean, you could talk about yourself, but there's so many people in your life you could talk about. So that's nice. That opens it up to be able to, and again, tell a story. Don't just talk about the person, but give specifics about a time when you saw them make good use of their time.
Yeah, put it in context. Create that image in your mind of the story. In fact, the first image that came to my mind, not even words, just a picture that came to my mind when I saw this was when I was in high school and my mom was actually getting her bachelor's degree at the time, still running her own business and exercising and taking care of me as a crazy busy high school student. So that's just this whole treasure trove of details to talk about.
I want to meet your mom. Your mom sounds amazing.
She is amazing. Talk about role models. I want to have a whole podcast about my mom. Okay. Speaking part three, what are some challenging time questions students could see?
So you might be asked, should students be required to spend more time on homework or less time on homework?
Love it.
And that would be a good one. You could be asked, do adults make better use of their time now than they did in the past?
Oh, nice. Ooh, that is a tricky one to think about.
Waste a lot of time on our phones.
Yeah.
So my answer for that would probably be no. I feel we waste more time now than we did in the past.
That's really tricky, right? Because adults work longer hours today than they ever have, in most countries. That's one way to look at it. But then technology, right? Wasting that time. Honestly, I would try to compare today's situation with as different a situation as I could. I would choose a time way before industrialization, even when people were churning their own butter and, lighting the lamps to read by. I don't know. But
it's interesting because think about all the time we save with, the technological era and inventions. If you're going to spend 3 hours churning butter, you may as well spend that 3 hours on your phone. It's all the same.
Oh, God. And, I'd rather churn butter. Can you imagine? Your arms would be so on point.
That's true.
The muscles really from the churning would be amazing.
Totally ripped.
Okay. Let's get to a sample answer. Okay. I think I'll handle this one. Aubrey, do you want to tell me the topic and time me, please?
Yes. Okay. Describe a time when you didn't have enough time.
Okay. So I had to chuckle right away because, to be honest, I am smack dab in the middle of this time. Right now, I am creating a new course for All Ears English, and I have been busier than any phase I can remember in my recent past, at least. And no, I do not feel like I have enough time for everything. But the thing is, I can make up for that in the near future. Whenever I am so busy that I have 1,000 things to accomplish every day, like now, I may have to, let's take today, for example. I have to interview someone from China tonight to talk about leadership skills. I have to finish writing a final exam and finalize the study plan for 2 different time frames. Plus, James and I are going to the skate park this afternoon, and I definitely will not have time to do anything else. But the way I manage this and sort of motivate myself is to think about rewards. So I've already started planning my time off for when I'm not busy. In 1 month from now, James and I are going to go camping in the middle of the Gifford Pinchot National Forest in southern Washington. We're going to be away from all technology except for our phones because we want to take pictures and geocache. And we are going to read and play games and hike every single day with my dogs. And that is one aspect of life I really don't have enough time for right now, is taking my dogs out enough and giving them all that training that they require. But you know what? I don't feel guilty about it because, again, I am making plans to reward myself and make time for all of these other priorities in the future. So, no, I definitely don't have time for everything I want to do right now. I wish I could cook more, but that's why there's Grubhub. And that's...
Okay, that's 2 minutes. Impressive.
Sweet.
Well, you can see a lot of the 3 key strategies you're using there, right? First, telling a story, definitely. But when you had kind of fleshed that out, you had given these great details about the exact things that you need to do and that you don't have enough time for that. You saw that you still had quite a bit more time. So go on a tangent. Talk about what you'll do when you do have time. That was amazing.
Guys, check out the YouTube video before, during, after. Come back to our website, allearsenglish.com/IELTS, and just search Part 2, before, during, after. You'll see that video and blog post, guys. It has just more information about this Part 2 strategy, right? For how to build context. Fill that 2 minutes in a way that is fluent and you don't have to repeat yourself. Okay. Awesome. Well, you know what, Aubrey? I'm just going to have to cut this off for today because, you know,
you got to get back to your
busy
to-do
gal.
List. You're creating a business course. You guys really do. You need to be checking this course out. It's so amazing. I was able to just kind of test in there, checking some of the links, and I'm so excited for you. It's a beautifully done, and it's so much good content. So come check it out, allearsenglish.com/business.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait for all of you guys to use this and accomplish your professional dreams. But you know what? Maybe IELTS has to happen first. So I understand. Go to allearsenglish.com/keys, and our course will help you pass IELTS. In fact, it is guaranteed to increase your score. All right. We have our students' backs for all their goals, huh?
Exactly, right? With all you need. Just be here, come here, and we got you.
We got you. Okay, awesome. Thanks, Aubrey. This is fun.
Yeah, thanks. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.